Family matters. Really? Family sucks. Deafening silence, part 3 of 8. Weblink document URL, http://awesomecramabone-playroom.school-an-adult-consent-thought-and-practices-resource. Cramabone, source African Adinkra-meaning. Dash one bad makes all look bad, or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed. A warning symbol against deception and hypocrisy. All contents comply / technorealism / mem 4.02. In this issue of mem, technorealism, over the past few months, I participated in the creation of a set of principles called technorealism. It's a set of declarations meant to go beyond the B-polar visions of cyber-utopianism and neo-Luddism. In another age, this would be considered a manifesto. Now it is an open letter, a document which, through the internet, takes on a fluid, dynamic form. Literally anyone can sign it, pass it on, and participate. Instructions on how to do this appear at the end of this message. If you like what you read, I urge you to forward it to friends, colleagues, and other lists where appropriate. Without further delay, let me introduce you to technorealism. David S. Benaham, New York City, March 11, 1998. Weblink document URL, http://mimexorg/meme4-02html-technorealism. Principles of technorealism. 1. Technologies are not neutral. A great misconception of our time is the idea that technologies are completely free of bias, that because they are inanimate artifacts, they don't promote certain kinds of behaviors over others. In truth, technologies come loaded with both intended and unintended social, political, and economic leanings. Every tool provides its users with a particular manner of seeing the world and specific ways of interacting with others. It is important for each of us to consider the biases of various technologies and to seek out those that reflect our values and aspirations. 2. The internet is revolutionary, but not utopian. The net is an extraordinary communications tool that provides a range of new opportunities for people, communities, businesses, and government. Yet as cyberspace becomes more populated, it increasingly resembles society at large, in all its complexity. For every empowering or enlightening aspect of the wired life, there will also be dimensions that are malicious, perverse, or rather ordinary. 3. Government has an important role to play on the electronic frontier. Contrary to some claims, cyberspace is not formally a place or jurisdiction separate from Earth. While governments should respect the rules and customs that have arisen in cyberspace, and should not stifle this new world with inefficient regulation or censorship, it is foolish to say that the public has no sovereignty over what an errant citizen or fraudulent corporation does online. As the representative of the people and the guardian of democratic values, the state has the right and responsibility to help integrate cyberspace in conventional society. Technology standards and privacy issues, for example, are too important to be entrusted to the marketplace alone. Competing software firms have little interest in preserving the open standards that are essential to a fully functioning interactive network. Markets encourage innovation, but they do not necessarily ensure the public interest. 4. Information is not knowledge. All around us, information is moving faster and becoming cheaper to acquire, and the benefits are manifest. That said, the proliferation of data is also a serious challenge, requiring new measures of human discipline and skepticism. We must not confuse the thrill of acquiring or distributing information quickly with the more daunting task of converting it into knowledge and wisdom. Regardless of how advanced our computers become, we should never use them as a substitute for our own basic cognitive skills of awareness, perception, reasoning, and judgment. 5. Wiring the schools will not save them. The problems with America's public schools, disparate funding, social promotion, bloated class size, crumbling infrastructure, lack of standards, have almost nothing to do with technology. Consequently, no amount of technology will lead to the educational revolution prophesied by President Clinton and others. The art of teaching cannot be replicated by computers, the net, or by distance learning. These tools can, of course, augment an already high-quality educational experience, but to rely on them as any sort of panacea would be a costly mistake. 6. Information wants to be protected. It's true that cyberspace and other recent developments are challenging our copyright laws and frameworks for protecting intellectual property. The answer, though, is not to scrap existing statutes and principles. Instead, we must update old laws and interpretations so that information receives roughly the same protection it did in the context of old media. The goal is the same: to give authors sufficient control over their work so that they have an incentive to create, while maintaining the right of the public to make fair use of that information. In neither context does information want to be free, rather, it needs to be protected. 7. The public owns the airwaves, the public should benefit from their use. The recent digital spectrum giveaway to broadcasters underscores the corrupt and inefficient misuse of public resources in the arena of technology. The citizenry should benefit and profit from the use of public frequencies, and should retain a portion of the spectrum for educational, cultural, and public access uses. We should demand more for private use of public property. 8. Understanding technology should be an essential component of global citizenship. In a world driven by the flow of information, the interfaces, and the underlying code, that make information visible are becoming enormously powerful social forces. Understanding their strengths and limitations, and even participating in the creation of better tools, should be an important part of being an involved citizen. These tools affect our lives as much as laws do, and we should subject them to a similar democratic scrutiny. Enough is enough, no more lies. Don't lie to me, dear. Honesta/2020-10-06-2031. Plays YouTube Music Honesty by Billy Joel. Dear, don't-lie-to-me/2019-12-10-13-46. Plays YouTube playlist starting with Barbra Streisand-Don't Lie to Me. Here is the playlist. Time to grow up from the world of lies, cheats, and stealing our collective peace. MacDePond, 1/16, 402. Barbra Streisand-Don't Lie to Me, official video, Barbra Streisand, 449, Donna Summer-No More Tears, Enough is Enough, duet with Barbra Streisand, Alpha Beta, 324, Very Legal and Out of the Box Method-DBHSB County.gov-Dr. Veronica Kelly Director, James Driscoll, 906, Corrupt Police Gangs Wreak Havoc in Chicago, The Young Turks, 2 hours, 13 minutes, and 45 seconds, absolutely walled out access to care, intentional harm done here. Social media tag big man killing tech bug really fatal, a darknet technology overlay killing people really serious. MacDePond, 953. The community as a whole must seek to understand each other. Number 09. MacDePond, 759. Heart - Stairway to Heaven, live at Kennedy Center Honors, full version, Don Jack, 1506. How to Build and Rebuild Trust Francis Free, TED, 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 39 seconds. Being myself is not more than enough, I want to die. No help from any source I reach to. MacDePond, 37 hours, and 59 minutes. Overcoming Addiction - The Root Cause of Every Addiction. Actualized.org, 1 hour, 50 minutes, and 46 seconds. Guagua guilty to - San Bernardino Police Dep - Lieutenant Nelson Carrington - fail. MacDePond, 2041. Watch All In with Chris Hayes highlights, August 5th. MSNBC, 2310. FTP transfer held at fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary ... Patapo not binding. Patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Webdocumentsdefinitions.net, editor's contribution. Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the nod of pacification reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than 2 full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue in community present and attach the symbol Patapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpitapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the Mpitapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound, unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @GrewUpNet peace building and trust binding information network is considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adrinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Mpitapo combined with the Kramabone, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Mpitapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under or is by coercion of an overempowerment force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET, memspace, a term of the science field of mimetics. Blown up file names passers-by real people wrecked feet, MacDepond, 435, how do you know whom to trust? -Ramnita, Ted-Ed, 1057, the first impression hoax. Charlene Rocha TEDxST Mary C.S.T. School, TEDx Talks, 2258, why trust is so important and how we can get more of it. Dan Ariely TEDx Jaffa, TEDx Talks, weblink document URL, https://sarcnih.gov, National Institutes of Health /sarc/UTF-8=%E2/9C%93 and affiliate=near=inquiry=gang-stalking=commit=search. The phenomenology of group stalking, gang-stalking, a content. www.nkbnlmnih.gov, National Institutes of Health /mxlisher/tickler/pmc7178134/. I am going to use feedback. Stalking by individuals has been found to result in high rates both of psychological distress and lasting psychiatric morbidity, in particular post-traumatic symptomatology and depression. 1, 4, 10, 18, 19, 20. The one study to examine the psychological sequelae of the experience of being gang-stalked found that individuals who had been group or gang-stalked scored significantly higher on ratings of depressive symptoms, post-traumatic symptomatology and adverse impact on social and occupational functioning than those who were individually stalked. 5. The only other published study of gang-stalking samples that we could locate detailed 4 cases reported by the media of men who had engaged in extreme violence as a response to the perception that they were the target of gang-stalkers. 21. Both Sheridan and James, 5, and Sardishi, 21, concluded that the subjects of their studies were suffering or had suffered from severe psychological distress in the context of their subjective gang-stalking experiences. Social semiotics of gang-stalking evidence videos on YouTube, multimodal, www.nkbnlmnih.gov, National Institutes of Health /mxlisher/tickler/pmc8569537/, linguistic analysis of online communication about an awful persecutory, pubnkbnlmnih.gov, National Institutes of Health /33666560/, end of part 3 - continue to part 4.